Good morning and welcome to the Morning Miracle Meditation from Center of Light Miracles. As you know, I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I will be guiding you for the next few minutes so that you're able to really establish your week and your day. So the morning meditation is a great way to start your week, to begin every day, actually. And each week there's a different theme or focus that will help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. And then to help you create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So without any further ado, this week's focus is living in clarity. And if you will please take your meditation position by having your back straight, your feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap, and eyes closed. Now take a few deep, connected breaths, inhaling from the tips of your toes, all the way up through your spine to the top of your head, and exhale nice and easily, slowly, and inhale from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine, and exhale one more time, and imagine you are sitting on top of a giant tree trunk. You are one with this tree trunk. You are embedded into it as if you were a branch or something that was growing out of it. And imagine this tree trunk is going all the way down through the floor, through the ground, to the center of the earth. And the roots of the tree trunk are buried into the core of the earth. Very good. And always remember your breath. The breath is the manna of life. It's what gives life. It's what purifies you on many levels. Now envision you are surrounded by a large bubble. You're surrounded by a large bubble. And this bubble has a beautiful golden edge to it. And it has a little stiffness like that of an eggshell. Very good. And imagine now out in front of you a giant violet flaming wall that's burning from the ground up. And this is about 3 feet in front of you. It's outside of the bubble. Your bubble, by the way, should be about 18 inches from your body. Very good. And continue to take nice, deep, and easy breaths. And as you breathe, I will guide you through clearing your chakras. And just know as you breathe through the chakras, you will be releasing and letting go of undesired energy, energies that no longer serve you. It doesn't matter if you don't know what they are, if you don't have any idea what that means. As you intend to release this energy, the violet flame will automatically draw the energy to it and then purify it. So I just want you to keep breathing. And just so you know, the chakras are energy centers that are located along the spine, and there are 7 primary chakras. Each chakra has a purpose that acts almost like software to the body. And here are the seven chakras. You have one located at the base of the spine that represents taking care of yourself or survival information, health, healing, finances, job, home, how you clothe yourself, and just how you take care of yourself overall. The second chakra is located, if you look at it from the front, about 2 inches below the belly button, also known as the spleen chakra. And that chakra deals with sex and emotions. So any negative emotions, any sexual energy in your space, you can clear that out. The third chakra is located behind the stomach, also known as the solar plexus, and it deals with your personal power, and the strength that you have in your personal power. And then there's the fourth chakra, which is behind your heart, and that chakra deals with unconditional love, how you love yourself and others. The fifth chakra is located at the base of your throat. That represents communication and creativity. In essence, it's how you as spirit express yourself. The fifth chakra is located, the sixth chakra is located in the center of the head. And the sixth chakra is actually a great way to see energy clearly. It's about discernment. It's about perspective. So if there's any judgment that you have about anyone or anything, if you are basing your perspective of things on how you feel, for example, rather than the truth of the matter, you want to clear that energy and so forth. The seventh chakra deals with the knowingness. It's also known as your crown chakra. And it is knowing very clearly and very concisely what you know. So there's no doubt, there's no uncertainty, there's none of that. Okay? So I want you to really start breathing from the tips of your toes, taking nice, deep, and easy breaths. All the way up through the spine and exhale. And as you continue to breathe, I want you to allow yourself to breathe out through all of your chakras at one time. Even if you don't remember the specific location of each one, just take these nice, deep, and easy breaths and clear the chakras. Always being focused on drawing that breath up through your body and through the spine. The spine represents the chi or life force energy. You want to bring that breath through there and then exhale out through the first chakra at the base of the spine, where you can clear any energy around survival. You want to thrive in your life, not just survive. And as you continue to breathe, you want to exhale out through the second chakra. Again, 2 inches below the belly button, that's the spleen chakra. And clear out any sexual energy, even if it's with your partner or mate. It's important for you to have your energy for yourself. And as you continue to breathe through this chakra, also clear out any emotions of fear and any other lower vibrational feelings, grief, apathy, lethargy, jealousy, depression, anger, whatever it might be. Just intend as you breathe through this chakra that you're releasing what you're ready to let go of. And it might be those things and it may be something else.
Very good. And inhale. And as you exhale out through the third chakra, that chakra represents your power. So release any energy that may have control over you, any energy that attempts to control you in any way, whether it's a person or an addiction of some kind, a boss, whoever that might be, or if you're even in a place where you're attempting to be controlling, let that go. If you want to control, if you try to control others or really control a situation, let that go. Very good. And as you continue to breathe, release energy through the fourth chakra, located behind your heart. And let go of any lack of divine energy and divine love. Divine love is unconditional love. You don't have to like someone or be like them in order to love them divinely. Want the best for them. Want the best healing for them. Release any energy from the fourth chakra that would keep you from forgiving someone, including yourself. Any heartbreak from past relationships, or perhaps from people, family members that didn't love you the way you wanted them to, let all that go. And as you continue to breathe, release and clear energy from the fifth chakra located at the base of your throat. That chakra is creativity and communication. It's how you express yourself as spirit. And so as you breathe through that chakra, let go of any energy where you may get boggled in your communication. Perhaps you're not always able to say exactly what you mean. Perhaps you say what you mean so directly and in such a blunt manner that it doesn't come across very well. Perhaps you feel that you're not as creative as you could be. Maybe it's because your creativity has not been able to fully flow. And creativity, everyone has. There's no exception. We all create in different ways. Very good. And if anyone's trying to stifle your communication or force it, let that go as well. Now, as you're clearing your chakras, you might see images. You may hear specific sounds or voices. You may just know that you're letting go of certain things. You may feel it in some kind of way. It doesn't matter how you clear the energy, and you may feel nothing at all. And even if you feel nothing at all, by the intention of releasing and letting go, it is happening. Through your intention, you're letting go. And now clear your sixth chakra, which is located in the center of your head. This is the same as the third eye. Release any energy that would keep you from seeing the truth from a lie clearly. Release any energy of illusion from reality. Any energy that has you in a perspective of judgment, any energy that has your perspective coming from a place of your feelings or your thoughts rather than seeing what's really there. So just let go as you breathe through that sixth chakra, third eye, area.
And as you continue to breathe, clear the seventh chakra on top of your head,
your crown chakra. And this chakra, again, is about knowingness. You know what you know what you know. You know that when you played those lottery numbers, they were going to win you something. You know that you have the perfect job for you. So any uncertainty, any doubt, let that go. Any analyzing or intellectualizing a situation, any tossing it around in your head to figure it out and come up with solutions, let go of all of that. Let go of every bit of that. The answers that you require are present and will make themselves present without you having to go through the figuring out process. Just allow it to be. And a nice exhale out through that chakra. And inhale again and just breathe naturally, easily, as you clear any additional energy from that bubble. Just letting go as you breathe easily, naturally, of any energy that might have gotten trapped inside the bubble. And the violet wall sucks up, absorbs all of this energy. Very good. All right. And I want you to focus again on the seventh chakra, located on top of your head. And as you continue to just naturally and easily breathe, begin releasing any doubt about your ability to accomplish your intentions for this week, or even your intention for today. Whatever you intend to accomplish during the week and for today, allow yourself, if you'd like to see that vision in the violet flame, and then let go of any doubt or uncertainty. Oh, that's going to be too hard because I can never get a hold of that person. That's going to be really tough because every time I go to speak in front of people, I tend to get nauseous and a little sick. That's going to be, I don't know that I can do that because doing the presentation in front of that person, they're such a big, important person. Whatever it is that comes up, any nervousness, any fear around it, doubt, uncertainty, doubt about yourself and your abilities, the voices of someone who said you couldn't, whatever is going on, let it go. As you breathe through the seventh chakra and release this energy, all the reasons why you should doubt or not be certain will present themselves in a way to discourage you or to have you believe that you cannot accomplish all of your intentions for this week. So just let them go nice and easily. And now imagine a bright crystal blue golden light. A bright crystal blue golden light of wisdom. And notice that crystal blue light is streaming in through the top of your head, and it's flowing all the way through you. So imagine your seventh chakra at the top of your head is opening up like a door, and it's opening all the way. And this beautiful crystal blue golden light from heaven, from God, from divine source, from the universe. This is the crystal blue light, golden light of wisdom that flows in through the top of your head and all the way through you, allowing you to begin the process of knowing what's required to accomplish your intentions, of being aware of what it takes for those intentions to happen. It allows the assured energy of simple knowingness. And as this crystal blue golden light of wisdom streams through you, doubt starts to fade. Uncertainty backs away. It all begins to fade in the strength of what you know. And if there are still any energies of doubt or uncertainty that make themselves present to you at this time, now is a great time to still take some deep breaths and let it go. As this beautiful crystal blue golden light streams through the top of your head and through you. Experience the wisdom, the knowing, the assuredness, the certainty that your intentions are not in a place of shall be done, but have been done. Know that they have been done. And all you need to do is step and walk right into what you already know. Now put your attention again, focused on the seventh chakra, and watch put your attention back on your fourth chakra, and watch as the pale pink golden light emanating from your heart, move throughout every part of your body. This is a beautiful pale pink golden light of love. Just watch as this love flows through your entire body. And it fills your body so much and so entirely that it moves out of your body. It spills over and literally joins that gorgeous crystal blue golden light of wisdom. It merges with that light because it's still streaming through you as well. And the two energies within your space, within your physical body and within the bubble, these two energies join, bringing about the certainty of your intention with the love that fortifies it. This energy continues to grow exponentially, wisdom and love. And as you experience this energy of love and this energy of wisdom combined, Pay attention to how this energy moves even outside of the bubble. And from your heart to the heart of every single person on the planet, this energy moves from your heart to the heart of every person on the planet. This is an energy of the highest order of divine, pure love for not only yourself, you can image it going to your family members, to the hearts of your friends, to the hearts of acquaintances, co-workers, strangers on the street, people in their cars, people on planes, every single person, government officials, no matter who they are, and it expands beyond the United States, this beautiful combination of crystal blue golden wisdom energy and pale pink golden light energy of love. The combination of them both just continues to flow from your heart as it expands and reaches beyond all of our seas to Europe, to Asia, to Africa, to South America. And as you expand this beautiful, wonderful, warm, brilliant light of love and wisdom to every heart of every person on the planet, that same energy is able to feed back to you so that there is a divine connection, a synchronicity, lifting every person on the planet in this way, which also lifts the entire energy and vibration of the planet itself. Your intentions have been met. Not only for today, but for this week and the weeks to come. You are in sync with all those in the world and those that you will be interacting with this week and for today. The support of unconditional love strengthens your awareness of what is. And that's your intention realized. And now you may see the flow of energy, the wisdom energy and love energy starting to slow down. Until they easily and effortlessly stop. They can continue to flow within you. And see a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun surrounding you entirely. A huge, bright golden sun is surrounding you. As bright as you can possibly imagine it, pearlescent. Golden sun, and absorb this sun as much as you possibly can. Just soak it up. This is your purified energy. This is a very high vibrational energy that is meant specifically for you and no one else. And I hope that you are now ready to start your day, to begin your week. And there are many other services that are offered at Center of Light Miracles, including the Miracle System, which is a great way to really move into not only a place of self-awareness, but absolute enlightenment, as well as other services such as Ask Lynn if you have a question that you'd like to ask me, and lessons that you would like to receive in different areas of your life. You may also check out Ask Lynn. And, of course, we have the Morning Miracle Meditation that you can share with everyone and anyone. You can find out about all of this at centeroflightmiracles.org. The Live Events tab at the top, the drop-down menu would be Current Live Events. And that's where you will find many different wonderful things that you can take advantage of. And they are all extremely reasonably priced. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.